From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A G7 foreign ministers meeting dominated by the situation in Syria had U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson looking for support from allies before he meets with Russian officials in Moscow. Officials, after his own meeting with Tillerson on Monday, like British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, said that after the U.S. launched cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase, the game has now been changed. British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke by telephone with U.S. President Donald Trump. Her office said the two leaders agreed there is now a window of opportunity to persuade Russia that allying with Syria is no longer in its interest. The White House made clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer said the administration is taking a hard-line approach.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share.
And Mr. Trump last week ordered a missile attack on the airfield U.S. officials believe Syria used as a base to assault rebels fighting in the Assad regime with chemical weapons. Dozens were killed and hundreds more were sickened. Mr. Spicer described Syria's subsequent use of the field for takeoffs as a PR stunt, adding that the base's radar, refueling facilities, and more than 20% of its overall fleet were mixed and destroyed. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he is being arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court and hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. Authorities say Akilov drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. In addition to the four people killed, the attack also injured 15 others. Akilov was arrested early Saturday. He had been known to intelligence services since last year, when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. Police say they have arrested a second person in connection with the attack, but have given no further information. South African President Jacob Zuma Monday accused protesters demanding his resignation of racism.
In the fight to combat racism, we should look beyond only to avert racist utterances and public displays that we saw during the marches last week.
Last week's marchers were sparked by his cabinet reshuffling that appeared to aggravate the country's economic and political problems. He said South Africa has not yet built a non-racial society, even after apartheid ended in 1994. Rights group Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped by more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty researcher William Nee told VOA the group has used media reports, government documents, and conversations with people in China to form an assessment of the situation. He added that Amnesty is calling on China to come clean and show the world how many people it is executing and sentencing to death each year. Amnesty's data for 2016 included executions from 23 countries other than China. A fire destroyed most of the Grand Synth migrant camp near Dunkirk in northern France. Michael Lalanne, prefect for the Nord region, said the fire began after a fight between Afghans and Kurds at the camp. It is not clear how the fire started, but Lalanne said the blaze left at least five people injured. Migrants from the camp were evacuated to other shelters nearby. Clashes Tuesday between Philippine forces and suspected militants on a central resort island had left one officer and at least four gunmen dead. Authorities said a group of about 10 gunmen in total were spotted arriving by boat, and that the clashes happened when government forces went in to investigate. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.